glad to see everyone here this morning. We have visitors here. We're always glad to have visitors. And hopefully the next time you come, you can hear Brandon. Hopefully what we discuss this morning will be in accordance with our will, and we will, in accordance with God's will, we will gain much from it. As we look around the world, we see the current suicide is more and more prevalent. As we look at the facts and figures, we see that in our age, we see it worse than it used to be now. I don't know what the reason is. Judy and I were discussing this. Days ago, you know, there's bullying and stuff like that. So people maybe they feel like there's just no way out. You know, we need to stop that. But you know, as we look into the suicide. Some of the data. Now, this data, the most recent data that we have is from 2015 to 2016. This is from the CDC. It says, so this is just data in the United States. Annual suicide rate is 13.42 people per 100,000 people. Put that in perspective. All of Davis County is 95 to 100,000 people. So using just regular rates and everything, you know, we can expect 13 or 14 people in Davis County in a year's time. Men die by suicide 3.5 more times than women. Women attempt suicide 2 more times than men. On the average, there are 123 suicides per day in the United States. White males account for 7 to 10 suicides in 2015. And an interesting thing that I saw was that the rate of suicide is highest in middle-aged men. A chart here that we look at, and I don't know if you can read it, but I've got some highlighted things. There's the ages are across the top. Males from the first line, females from the second line, the ratio of males to females the next line, and the totals at the bottom. I always thought of suicide as a problem with youth. And we see age 45 to 54 is more prevalent, and even at age 65 to 74, there's 4,000, over 4,000 a year. So this is a problem of every age. It's something that we have to look at. Now this next chart is going to be a little harder to see, and you can see colors being the breakdown. This is the 10 leading causes of deaths by ages. The blue ones are unintentional injury. You know, whether it's a car wreck, falling in a swimming pool, hitting your head, all kinds of things. That would be that. Suicide is the green number. Homicides are the red numbers. So as you can see, that suicide is a very high number. It's a leading cause of death in ages 10 through 14, 15 through 24, 25 through 34, and then it drops off.
Yep.
When you look at this, you look at the data, and you say, well, you know, just looking at the raw data, it doesn't look like it's a big deal once you get to be 55 to 64. But what we're going to see there, there's four things that can cause death there. We see people getting older. We have heart disease, cancer, diabetes, respiratory problems, pneumonia, Alzheimer's, many more things to take that out. But it is still a very prevalent problem. In 2016, ages 55 to 64, there were almost 8,000 people that were reported suicides. So that is a real problem. And you may be asking this morning, finally studying this, we don't have a problem. That's exactly what my wife told me, Jenny said. Let's go study this. It's not a very good subject, and let's just not do it. And it's not a pleasant subject. This is something that the world has a problem with. I'm afraid that if we don't preach on it, teach on it, we won't work with it for yet and affect Christians. So, this is probably the most unpleasant sermon I've ever preached, but I think it's something that we need to look at. We will spend our time this morning to show that suicide is not the answer. We study it to avert a problem. We will show this morning that suicide is not the answer. We will show it's a secret. The first thing we're going to do, if you open your Bibles up, we're going to look at some examples in the Bible to the suicides. And one of the first ones we'll look at is Abimelech. Abimelech was the judges and read that. But he was taking the city. Here's the king taking the city. And he called on his armor bearer and told him to kill him. And the reason he did this, some woman up above him had dropped a stone and hit him, and he knew he was going to die. He didn't want his legacy to be he was killed by a woman. But when we go to Judges, the 9th chapter, verses 50 to 57, and we read it, right, verse 50, then Abimelech went to Thebes, and he encamped against Thebes and took it. And there was a strong tower in the city. All the men and all the women, all the people of the city, fled there and shut themselves in. Then they went up to the top of the tower. So Abimelech came as far as the tower and fought against them. He drew near the door of the tower to burn in the fire. But a certain woman dropped an upper millstone on Abimelech's head and crushed the skull. Then he called quickly to the young man his armor bearer, and said, draw your sword and kill me, lest men say of me, the woman killed him. So the young man thrust him through and he died. When the men of Israel saw that Abimelech was dead, they departed every man to his place. Thus God repaid the wickedness of Abimelech that all had done to his father for killing his 70 brothers. And all the evil of them, the sheep of God returned to the whole camp. On his, on them came the first of Jacob, the son of Jerubbaal. This would be what we would probably call an assisted suicide. Next one is also in Judges, a story that we're all very familiar with, the story of Samson. Remember, he lost lost his tire because of getting his hair cut off. The Philistines made a spectacle of him. They poked his eyes out. But he does regain his tire and died from the Philistine clash in the building. Turn to Judges 16th chapter, starting in verse 28. We read, "And Samson called to the Lord, saying, O Lord my God, remember me, I pray. Strengthen me, I pray, just this once, O God, that I may with one blow take vengeance on the Philistines by two eyes. And Samson took hold of two little pillars which support the temple, and braced himself against them, one on his right and the other on his left. And Samson said, Let me die with the Philistines. He pushed with all his might, and the temple fell on the Lord's and all the people who were with him. So the dead that were killed, and his death were more than killed on his life. Now, if you notice, I've got a question mark up there beside Samson. You know, sounds like a suicide, but it makes you wonder if you look at what we find in the New Testament. This is a man of war losing his life, defending God's cause. Turn to Hebrews 11 chapter, starting verse 30, we start reading about people of faith and righteous people. Starting verse 30 in Hebrews 11, it says, By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe, as she had received the spies with peace. If I were child to say, time and fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, made promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Our weakness remained strong, became diligent in battle, turning to fight the armies of the enemies. Samson is called one of these, he's an example of faith for us. So I think we have to say, after looking at this, that this is not, that would not be considered suicide. So, we turn to 1 Samuel, the 31st chapter, we'll see that Saul, he's in battle, he goes here, and he's wounded, and he wants to have his co-bearer take his life. Starting in 1 Samuel 31. Right, verse 1. Now the Philistines fall against Israel, and the men of Israel fled before the Philistines and fell slain on Mount Gibeon. And the Philistines followed hard after Saul and his sons. The Philistines killed Jonathan, Benadab, Matushela, Saul's sons. The battle came fierce against Saul. The archers hit him, he was severely wounded by the archers. Saul said to his armor, Draw your sword and thrust me through with it, lest the uncircumcised man come and thrust me through and abuse me. But his armor would not, for he was afraid. Therefore Saul took the sword and fell. Here's Saul. He commits suicide because he doesn't want the men to take advantage of him. After this, we see that Saul's armor bearer does the same thing. He saw that Saul was dead. So what does he do? He's starting in verse 5. When the armbearer saw that Saul was dead, he also fell on the sword and died with him. So Saul, his three sons, his armbearer, and all his men died together in the same day. There were the men of Israel who were on the other side of the valley, and those who were on the other side of Jordan saw that the men of Israel had fled, and Saul and his sons were dead. They were sent to cities and fled. And another example here. Ashbel was an advisor of Absalom. He saw that his people, Absalom and all the other people, were not following his counsel to kill David. So he decides to, I'm just going to go home, put his house in order, and hey, 2 Samuel 17:21-23 says, now it came to pass after they had departed that they came up out of the well and went and told King Saul and Saul to, and said to David, arise and cross over the water quickly. Thus has Ahithophel advised against you. So David and all the people who were there with him rose and crossed over the Jordan. Morning light, not one of them was left who had not gone over the Jordan. Now, when Ahithophel saw that his advisors did not follow, he saddled his donkey and he rose and went to his home in the city. There he put his house in order and hanged himself in the house. Buried in his father's tomb. The next case we have in the Old Testament is Zimri. Zimri was a king of Israel who only reigned 7 days. Sometimes back then, being the king was not a good day to be. 7 days, and he went to his house. He set his house on fire. In 1 Kings 16:18, it says, it happened when Zimri saw that the city was taken. Then he went to the citadel of the king's house and burned the king's house down upon himself with fire. It also says that he had committed side of the Lord, and walking in the ways of Jericho, and the sin which he committed to make Israel sin. Now the rest of the acts is Zimri, the treason he committed, but it may not be written in the books of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. These are the cases that we see in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, we see more Jews. We all know about Judas, how he betrayed Jesus, and then later on he committed suicide. In Matthew, the 27th chapter, then Judas, his betrayer, seeing that he had been condemned, was remorseful and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned by betraying innocent blood. And they said, what is this to us? You see, he threw himself, he threw down the piece of silver in the temple, parted, and went in hands. So these are the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 examples of suicide, and then the example of Samson, which I do not believe is considered suicide in the Bible. Now, we find that suicide gives no problem. Fixes no problem. Zimri and Judas found that out. It gives no control. Ahithophel found that out. It is not a historic, heroic, but cowardly thing to do. Saul and his armor bearer found that out. grace don't come with the suffering soul. And I think we can see that Judas also found that. Now, no comfort by him committing suicide. Why is suicide wrong? I think we can go to the Bible and we can find some reasons that would be wrong. First would be 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 19 to 20, 1 Corinthians 6, 19 to 20. And do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, who you have from God? You are not your own, but you are bought with a price, so glorify God in your life. God bought us with a price. Suicide is being a very poor steward of our whole life. We are. We should take care of our body. It is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Also, life is a gift of God. Turn to Acts, the 17th chapter. Acts 17:24. God who made the world and everything in it, being born of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man, but is served by human hands, as though he did anything, since he himself gives to all mankind. So the gift of life is from the God. And we also see suicide is self-murder, and murder is a sin. In Romans 13 chapter, starting in verse 8, it says, No one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law for the commandments. You shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet, and if there be any other commandment, all are summed up in the same. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of law. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and whoever no murderer shall have eternal life among them. So, these are things that we need to look at. Also, know that God will help us with our problems. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13 says, no temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But the temptation will also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear. Christ also gives us hope. When we commit suicide, we're giving up the hope that Christ gives us. In Hebrews 10:23, it says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. It's like we said, as Judas found out, it's not his escape. Revelation 21, verse 8, says, cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars to have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second one. We find that there are some problems with suicide that we have to condemn. You're accountable to God, you will answer for all your other forgiven sins, including the suicide. help us with all of our problems. And don't believe what I tell you, what Brother Van tells you. Hopefully we looked at the Bible today. You can study more on your own and see what the Bible says on this. Sometimes, as Christians, we make mistakes and we err, and God has a plan for that too. We can ask God for forgiveness and pray. If we have sinned against someone, we need to do what we can to make it right with that person. If it's something that you have to do about reproach from the church, we can also help you. Your sins, and we can go together in prayer to help. If there's anyone who can assist you this morning, please come forward.
There is no greater love to hear, I love to sing His word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth.
Song this